The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So today I'm going to share with you how we shifted what we were prioritizing at different times during our most recent pop-up launch. I'm going to share with you how I did things differently this time, how it allowed me to be more effective, work less, less stress, and make an extra $200,000 in 1 week. This is a common mistake I see a lot of entrepreneurs make because many of us are workaholics. We're not afraid to put in the hours, especially when it's something that we believe in. Because of that, we sometimes fail to slow down and really think about, okay, what is the best use of my time right now? Instead of trying to do all the things, what thing during this particular day, week, period, season, etc., is the most important thing for me to focus on in order to move the needle? Okay, so let's just assume that you're approaching launch time, whether that is time to promote your book, it's time to reveal your website, it's time to tell the world about your Shopify store, it's time for you to launch your course. In other words, you're ready to start selling, but just because it's ready doesn't mean sales are going to pour in. So let's talk about the steps briefly and where you should be focusing your time. What is the order of things that you should be doing leading up to that launch and during the launch? In the last 2 years, during our launch process, we have spent considerable time reviewing the previous launch and looking at ways that we can improve. One of the things that we've been doing is shifting our priorities. And by that, I mean, we're still focused on a lot of the same things, but in a different order. Things get crazy when it's launch time. Things can feel very overwhelming and you can feel all this pressure and you feel like you need to do all the things in all the places all the time. And that's just not sustainable and it's not very effective. I think the most important piece is I don't feel so crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like when you are promoting something or launching something, you feel like you're supposed to be doing everything. So let's get into it. I think most people assume, okay, this is when I need to go heavy in social media, that social media is going to be the key to my success, especially if you don't have the real money you need to use for advertising dollars again on social media. So my old approach used to be just like probably a lot of others, slowly building my email list with not a lot of thought or intention throughout the year. And then when it was launch time, going like super hard into the emails, like sending tons of emails, and at the same time going bonkers on social media, like just going live and doing posts about it or stories about it and just kind of drenching all of my platforms. When that happens, as I'm sure you figured out, you lose views. Anytime you promote something that people know is 100% yours, you're going to lose viewers. You could even lose followers, but for sure, your reach is going to be minimized. So what's really interesting about this is the more you do in social media during the time which you're promoting your thing and you're promoting your thing on social media, you're going to get less and less people seeing you, which means less and less people thinking about you. Okay? That's the old approach. So we used to do that. And then it would come promotion time and our social was just crickets. It wasn't providing anything. Then we would launch our email campaign around that promotion. And nearly every single person on our email list is someone who probably found out about me or the programs that I offer or that Brock and I do together. They probably found out about those things on social media and then they were put into some type of freemium, maybe a webinar, a download, an audio, etc. Right? So now they're on our email list. And the average entrepreneur waits until they have a promotion to really hit their email list. And it's at about the same time when they aren't showing up on people's social media. So it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. And then all of a sudden you get this email from this person and you're like, what is this? Who is this? When did I get on their email list? Social media is so crowded, people follow so many people, that if they're not regularly seeing your content, especially around this promotion time, when they get an email from you, it really feels intrusive. And the likelihood of them opening it is very low if the last piece of social media content they saw of yours was a promotion for this thing that they know that you're going to be selling. Now they're like, I already stopped looking at their stories this week because I know they're selling this thing. And now I'm getting this email from them, and I know this email is going to sell me that thing. So you don't even have a chance to hook them. You don't even have a chance to not sell them, but to explain why this is an incredible benefit to them. Now, if you want for me to do a detailed explanation of the following steps, I will, but I want to give you an abbreviated form and keep this quick. This is how we've changed things. Our primary focus now is not growing our social media. It is always to grow our email list and to nurture it. So because of that, we send at least 1 to 2 emails per week that are very value-based. However, almost every single email we send has a, what I call a PS promotion. That's a term that I coined, and it's basically putting your promotion all the way down at the bottom of the email in the PS. I think it's kind of the perfect way to let your reader know, hey, here's all this value. And if it's the first time they've ever opened up an email from you, they might not even realize that you have a course that's available. I don't want to send a sales email every single week to my list. That just doesn't make sense. However, every single week, we have new people who are opting into our email list, sometimes by the thousands. And they might have opted in because, let's say, for example, they need help starting a business or building their Instagram. This might be the first and only email that they're ever going to open from me. And they are in the mindset of needing to solve a problem. And I have or can offer them a potential solution to their problem, it would be remiss of me not to mention it, at least in the PS. As a company, we spend 80% of our time working to grow our email list and also nurturing our email list, providing them with valuable content. And then we spend, 20, maybe some weeks, 30% of our time focused on growing social. Without a doubt, from a financial standpoint, we spend a lot more money working to grow our email list. I want to tell you about a program called Simple Texting that could totally take your business to the next level. I mean, we text our customers when there are sales and promotions. We text our customers to remind them when we're going live. We text our customers when their free trial is about to expire. We text our customers and let them know, hey, if you have questions about the Marketing Impact Academy, hit us back. Like, texting allows you to have a two-way conversation with your customers. And the cool thing about Simple Texting, plans start as low as $29 a month. But I do understand if you've never tried something like that, you don't know if it will work with your customers. Well, we have set up a really cool opportunity for people who listen to Build Your Tribe. You get to try Simple Texting for free for 14 days. And you can figure out for yourself what happens when you text your audience. Are they going to ignore it? Do they open it? It only takes a few minutes to create an account, and you can literally start testing this today. You're going to get 500 free credits today by texting. Are you ready? We're going to text right now. The podcast keeps playing. Just open up your messages. Are you ready? Now, to this number, 833-2-TRY SMS. Okay. So again, I'll give you the number and then I'm going to tell you what to text me. 833, the number 2, then TRY SMS. And the word that I want you to text is tribe. You'll immediately get a reply, and that's going to give you 500 free credits. Plus, you can start your free trial for 14 days. Again, the plans are as low as $29 a month if it's something that you love. But, don't take my word for it. Try it out. As a company, we spend 80% of our time working to grow our email list and also nurturing our email list, providing them with valuable content. And then we spend 20, maybe some weeks, 30% of our time focused on growing social. Without a doubt, from a financial standpoint, we spend a lot more money working to grow our email list. Okay, so now let's talk about it's time to launch the thing. As soon as you know that thing is now available for purchase, your goal should be to get people excited about it and to continue to build your email list leading all the way up until the sale date. Okay, so let's just say in 2 weeks, your product is going to launch. For the next 2 weeks, my recommendation is that you are focused on the problem, like really making the problem stand out to your followers, the problem that is that your product or service solves for people, right? So let's say that I'm launching the Marketing Impact Academy, then I'm going to be focused very heavily for 2 weeks prior on how frustrating it is for people who don't know what is the right thing to start a business with, and they don't know the right steps, and they're getting so much information. I'm just going to focus on the problem, and I'm going to offer them additional freemiums. So for that 2 weeks, I'm really going to focus on promoting some type of freemium that really speaks to their pain point. Now, if you have a physical product, like let's say you have a beauty product, it might be whatever that beauty product solves for them. And you're thinking, well, how do I get them to opt into something? Well, you can ask them to opt in to be the first to be notified when your new product drops, or to opt in to get the early founders discount, right? So there's something in it for them, because you've just pointed out the problem. They're like, yes, I have this problem. Now we got to get them excited about the possible solution. So 2 weeks before, full promotion, still trying to build the email list, but we're not selling on social. Are we clear? Okay, good. Now it's the week of the launch. It's for sale. Now your email campaign switches to a sales flow. And what most people do during this period is they go gangbusters on social media. They're on live. They're posting reels. They're posting stories. And they're talking about the thing that they have for sale. We used to do that too. We don't do that anymore. Now what I do is I pull back from social media. I don't completely go dark, but instead of posting all day long on my stories and at least one reel a day or in several TikToks, whatever it is, I will post just a couple of stories, not much, and usually nothing to my feed. And I will post very little, if anything, that points people to a promotion. Instead, I will post content that makes those who were following me for this problem feel a little bit of FOMO, maybe sharing the responses from people who attended the webinar or something organic that a customer has said about the solution that I offer, the product that I offer, etc. Okay, so where do I spend my time? That week, 100% of my time is spent improving, refining, and perfecting our sales emails. We've had sales copywriters here on the show before. They are so incredibly valuable. I mean, yeah, there's AI now that you can use for some of this stuff, but you really, truly still have to have a touch, a sense of who your customer is, a sense of a really true sense of their pain point and how you would position it for them. You know this person. You know what they want to hear, all those things. You can put all the data you want into ChatGPT or whatever else you want to use. But at the end of the day, it can help you. It can assist you, but it still probably needs your touch. So this year, I again took that big break from social media, which gave me tons of extra time. I wasn't in my DMs. I wasn't posting the stories. I was using all of my time to write better sales emails. I wanted better open rates, better conversions. That means finishing an email and then sending it off to someone on my team to make sure, what's the deliverability of this email? What happens if we add one more photo? Does it take longer to load? Does it end up in their spam folder? Like, what can we do? Because the email list is already built. The crops have been grown, the crops have been harvested, and now it's time to eat. You see what I'm saying? So this is when we really focus on those emails. And by doing so this year, just making a few minor tweaks, shortening this, changing the language of some of them based on what I was hearing in my DMs in those weeks leading up to the launch, like really listening to them. And I did this by using question stickers in my social media, again, leading up to this time. That allowed me to actually get very familiar with maybe any nuances in the way that they're describing their pain point today versus the last time we did a launch. And it's crazy. Every single time I do this, there are subtle changes. It's probably based on the economy, technology, etc. But there are subtle changes that make a big difference when I'm writing those emails. And so I spend 90% of my time that week just focused on improving every part of our emails, from the subject line to the placement of the link to the images to the deliverability, all of it matters. It might only increase your sales by 3 to 4%, but imagine if you did this every single time. Number one, you're going to be far less stressed. Because I told myself this is my sole priority this week, I didn't feel that weird entrepreneurial guilt that we feel when we're not online. I knew that what I was doing was going to improve our bottom line, and it did, by almost $200,000. As we always say, we're sharing our best practices. There's always exceptions to the rule. I'm sure there are likely circumstances where it just isn't feasible for you to take a break from social media, or maybe you don't have an email list yet. If you don't have an email list, my friends, this technique does not work, which is why you're always hearing us say on Build Your Tribe, build your email list. That's where your tribe is. That's where the people are like, they've raised their hands and they want to go deeper. They want more. But you've got to nurture that email list. Okay, let me share with you some specific prompts that I put into ChatGPT to intentionally improve our already well-performing emails. Okay, here are some of the prompts. Please write these down. The first thing I would do is copy and paste an email that performed well. And then in front of the email copy, I would put, use the following email and highlight or illustrate a potential pain point that my customer might be facing and include that in the following sales email copy. And then I would type, regenerate and include a sense of urgency. Now, if I don't like what ChatGPT came back with, I might say regenerate again, but be specific to the date that registration is closing, or be specific to change in our pricing. Then I might say, okay, now regenerate, but personalize the email so that it's more engaging and more relevant to the individual recipient. Again, if I don't like what ChatGPT came back with, I might say, okay, regenerate, but try to sound more like Chalene Johnson, or regenerate and try to sound less salesy, or regenerate and try to sound more casual, or regenerate and try to sound more friendly. Whatever it's missing, you can ask ChatGPT to regenerate it and give you whatever it's missing. Here's another thing that I did. I put in our top performing subject lines and said for each one, so I would copy and paste in a subject line and say, regenerate for me 5 subject lines which are more engaging than the example. Here's another prompt. Structure the following email to make it easier to read using shorter sentences, bullet points, and headings where appropriate.
This episode is brought to you by the Travis Makes Friends podcasts. If you're a fan of fascinating conversations with interesting people, you're going to want to give this show a shot. After 800 episodes of his top-rated business podcast, Build Your Network, Travis Chappell learned that networking is really the same thing as just making friends with people. In this newly rebranded show, Travis Makes Friends, it's Travis's goal to simply give listeners like you a chance to get to know world-class performers who can help you become a better version of yourself. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Travis talks with Dr. Nicole LaPera about how she became one of the world's most followed psychologists. He also speaks with Tommy Ballou about his journey to building and exiting a billion-dollar company. Travis also talks with Nicole Michelle about how she went from being a pastor to an OnlyFans model and a social media influencer. You'll find something unique and useful that you can apply to your own life, like learning negotiating techniques from an FBI hostage negotiator or investing tips from billionaire investors. Travis is an experienced host who has been doing this for over 5 years, and I think you'll enjoy the new version of his show. Simply open your podcast app that you're listening to right now and search for Travis Makes Friends. Give him a follow and then check out a few of his recent episodes. And if you leave a review, mention that you heard about him here on the Build Your Tribe podcast to be entered into a contest for some new Apple AirPods. Or you can simply visit travischappell.com/show. That's Travis Chappell, CHAPPELL.com/show.
Structure the following email to make it easier to read using shorter sentences, bullet points, and headings where appropriate. An additional prompt that we use in ChatGPT, create a better or stronger call to action that is more clear and compelling and encourages the recipients to take action in the sales offer. Take the following email and add specific words or phrases that would make this email more effective or more compelling. Take the following email and suggest for me how I might increase the sense of urgency from this email without coming across as pushy or aggressive. Share with me examples of specific sales emails and explain to me why they work so well. Based on the following email copy, again, I would paste in an email that performed well for us in the past. Okay, that's what I would paste in. And before that pasting, I would add the following prompt. Based on the following email copy, suggest for me a storytelling technique that might make this email copy more engaging and persuasive. Take the following email copy and create a sense of exclusivity in this email that makes the recipient feel like they are part of a special group. Here's another prompt. Take the following email and include some suggestions for humor or entertainment that makes this email more engaging and more memorable. Here's another prompt. Suggest for me some effective ways to add social media or digital channels to support the message of the following email campaign. And lastly, how can I personalize the following email to make it more effective without crossing the line into creepy or invasive territory? Listen, using artificial intelligence to improve your email copy is a must. Like, in order to get ahead in 2023, you need to understand how to use artificial intelligence, but also you need to recognize that it's not a real person. It's not you. And the better you get at writing your prompts and refining your prompts, the better the output. So for me, I might ask it to refine or regenerate its response 3 or 4 or even 5 times before I'm like, okay, that's really good. And then what I do is I copy and paste it, I put it into a Google Doc, and then I refine it even further so that it includes my voice. Now, I'm fortunate enough that I've done enough podcast interviews and written books, etc., so I can ask ChatGPT to write in my voice. But even when I do that and it's got data to compile and it's really, really good, it's still not perfect. And it's faster than hiring someone, in my estimation. It's faster and more effective the better I get at revising and refining those prompts. So start playing with it now. I know that ChatGPT has just gone to a paid model. I think my paid model anyways, I was offered $20 a month. I'm like, take my money. Are you kidding me? That is saving me thousands of dollars at the moment in email copy. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, just spending a week revising and improving emails that we already had a positive response from, we already had a strong track record from. So rather than starting from scratch and like reinventing the wheel, I literally put in emails that were already doing really, really well for us and just improve them by, again, using artificial intelligence. And as a result of that, and not feeling like I had to show up everywhere in social media, we made an extra 6 figures. And perhaps of equal importance is I didn't have to work as hard as I normally would during a pop-up launch. If you're interested in the Marketing Impact Academy, we will open again, I think in April. I think April or May, I can't remember. Either way, get on our wait list. You can go to marketingimpactacademy.com, get on the wait list, because we would love to have you. We would love to be able to help you. We'd love to help you grow your business, scale your business, create an additional stream of income that might just overtake all the others. Marketing Impact Academy, like if you enjoy Build Your Tribe, MIA is like Build Your Tribe on steroids with a very easy to follow syllabus. All right. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Brock and I very much appreciate you more than you could ever possibly know. Do your friend a favor and send them this episode. Say like, dude, you have to listen to this. I can't think of an industry that this episode wouldn't help someone with. So please do them a favor and say, you have to listen to this. It's going to help you. I love you. As always, we appreciate you. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, informative, and then be done. We are done.